I die?
Yes.
Oh, Jake's that's great. Me
because I am alone and I like talking to someone other than myself sometimes.
Thank you. Good to know that I was slightly above no one.
Yeah. The studio lights are flickering low tonight.
What is over there?
Put in memorial at the end.
That land beyond the sea. Will we be the first to arrive?
Jake, you were the anchor in the sea.
Try again.
Or could there be remnants of Sacagawea?
Now we're just left with the silence in disgust.
I need Judge Jake.
You got it.
This is from a Chet Dunbar.
This is my former boss at Ace Hardware. And I asked him for a letter of recommendation.
Job make happy me. Sockets are hot.
How soon until you go into hibernation? If you're with someone who does a lot of cold plungers, they will cheat on you.
But this man right here is a villain.
I'm a little too into pickleball.
What are the people saying? Jake, Jake, Jake.
It was a great Super Bowl for the Hispanic community to tune into because it was so much kicking.
I don't want to type you, but I am not familiar with what all you need for babies. I assume maybe you might.
Crib.
Yes.
Do you want me up there?
No,
look you
no,
in the
look
eyes?
Harder at her.
I can come around there and hold your hand.
It's beautiful. Take okay. A picture of it. Oh my God, they're killing us. Run, run. There's so much blood. Nope, too pitchy. Do it again. I'm going to load the gun now.
Breast milk is sweeter.
I haven't tried it yet. A bunch of people are like, well, just you'll taste it eventually, naturally.
What are they implying?
Shelter kid moment. Mentally like boobs.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Is your real name Dusty Slay?
Because it fits you so well. Because I love you, baby, like a Confederate flag.
A breast-to-bottle transfer, like a funnel.
This is good material.
Like a, like a trough.
Oh, it's thrilling.
So is kissing your barista. You know, hey, you follow on Instagram. Wow. Let's see what happens.
50 Shades of Grey.
Sin.
Yeah, sin.
Butt button bust.
That's why I haven't got married.
Sheltered kid, honeymoon,
everything you'd expect it to be.
That is my least favorite thing.
Let's just say I got in the missionary position and my knees are sore. I prayed a lot.
Oh, here we go. We're pushing again. Here we go. Oh!
If Rachel's honeymoon had a sponsor, it would be sponsored by Average Drink.
Earned, not given. That's how I describe hard worker. Is that just what he referred you as?
You just keep reading. I'd like to apologize to Rachel's mom who listens to this podcast.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Oh.
Get gone, Jake.
Get gone? Get out of here.
Weird AI voice at the end. Nice.
Thank you, wow, Derek. Thank thanks, you, family man.
You guys.
Hey,
Derek, you do that together?
That was great.
The wow. Week of Trey's special, he threw that together. It's pretty impressive. Thank you.
Yes. Wow. Wow. What a run. 2020 to 2026. Is that real?
Some of those locations, I was very... Some of those, degree. I was like, where were you?
Not yeah, like- some of those. The spoken word.
We'll have to talk all about it.
We had to be on the road for that.
Welcome back, Recties. What an awesome video Derek put together.
Wow.
The final episode, In Memoriam, Jake Triplett. And then, yeah, if you're watching this.
The walls died, too.
We did scheduling. We want to do a big reveal of the new look pod, but you have a little peek here at the new color.
Yep.
And then mm-hmm. There's some new stuff coming, right, Katie? You're on it?
Yep. I am. Yeah, I need to go shopping today, but yeah.
Okay. We got a great episode, Recties. Please send off Jake with a 5 stars for us. Okay. Or maybe
that's
a YouTube
all
comment. That's all he wants. It's just before the podcast he's no longer on. Let's have a great week. Great episode. Roll music.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions.
Hey, there's all this money on your bathroom nightstand. Where is it? Where'd you get that? You know what I'm talking about? There's like money sitting out.
Yeah. And
what is that from? Where is it? Where'd it go?
I don't get to have money.
Don't do that. I don't, she just has, I don't know about you, but I like keeping my money where I can see it.
I can
unfortunately
see mine.
Traditional big wireless carriers also seem to like keeping my money too, and my wife.
Do they really?
Yeah, this is an ad for Mint Mobile, by the way.
Oh,
proud
money where you
of the
see
show.
It.
Yes.
I keep my money where I see
after
it.
After years of overpaying for wireless, I finally got fed up with crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote unquote free perks that actually cost more in the long run, and switched to Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile sponsored the podcast years ago, and they're back. We love Mint Mobile. And flat out, it works. It works the same. I could call, I could text. I spend less money. Stop overpaying for wireless just because that's how it's always been.
You can get
plans.
3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for just $15 a month. You're going to save so much money, you could put that saved money on your counter where you can
oh,
see
is
it.
Is that what you're doing?
Next to your Mint.
We're saving so much money. Stacking it up.
You guys are going to love it. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. If you like your money, Mint Mobile's for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/Trey. That is mintmobile.com/Trey. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months. 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and amp. Free extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Wow, 6 years, I guess you've been on. In some capacity, or full time. Did you join in 2020?
I actually didn't know. I didn't know when I started.
I don't know, maybe 21? That's crazy.
It is crazy to think about, I may have already said this, but we haven't seen each other every week this whole time, but since 2018, you and I have put out something together every week.
Yes.
You know, wow. For 8 years-ish, 7.5 years.
It's really wild, man. It's been a great run.
I actually did. I was talking to, I think, Lucas on tour, and he was like, so Jake's moving and he's leaving the podcast. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, honestly, I don't know of anyone else who I've seen almost every week for this long of a time.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in COVID. We saw each other a lot during COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess like, yeah, if you worked in an office, you're seeing people every day. People are like, yeah, I see these people every day of my life. But
we're not used to seeing people.
Yeah, we don't. We're at our house.
Yeah.
So good run, man. Appreciate all the, you know, you've just slowly quit everything I had you involved in.
I slowly got really involved and then slowly quit it all. It was like an accordion.
Yes, exactly. No, but I appreciate you, man. It's been a good run, and we'll obviously always be in touch, following along. And people were really calling for, you might have to be phoned in for Judge Jake from time to time. People do.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That. So yeah. We'll Deputy Derek.
Probably do a no heads up, just call you, see if you answer type of thing.
Yeah.
I think that'd be the best way to do it.
Get it right now.
Yeah, that video is awesome. Thanks, Derek.
The AI song's great.
Yeah. The pods started in that first house I owned. It was in my office. Then I think I realized there was like noise issues, so I moved it to this like kind of unfinished basement. So you joined me down in that kind of like semi-finished basement.
I do remember that. Because your original office was noisy.
Yeah, and then we moved, and we were in that. We had a dedicated bedroom as the podcast room. It was a small room, but we were in there. That was the gray walls,
really cushiony chairs.
So was the white wall with the light wood desk. Was that the?
It was in my basement.
That was the basement,
unfinished basement. Yeah, and then when my roommates moved out,
we moved it to the room.
Then I moved it to a bedroom in the house. We were in there for a few months. A little upgrade from the unfinished basement. We moved house, dedicated bedroom, then. We bought that studio at the big old pod room. That was sick. And now we're here.
And now the walls are blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun walking in here.
I know. I like it. I like the blue. Derek was complimentary. That made me feel good. This is Katie's brainchild. So again, come back next week for we have a lot of fun, big new things as we continue Correct Opinions, Jakeless, as he, in memoriam. R.I.P.
It's the end.
Mm-hmm.
Of me, as you guys know it.
Wow.
What if Honestly. You do die before this comes out in 48 hours? That'd be crazy.
Gosh.
Dude, sometimes I think about stuff like that. Like, the main highway to get home was closed a couple nights ago. A tornado is here every 48 hours, by the way.
Apparently.
What's going on?
I'm getting alerts constantly from everyone. They go, her family in Texas, my family in Oklahoma. I guess there's just been tornadoes every night.
One big tornado. So the highway is closed, so I have to take a very obscure route home during a storm. And I just can't help but think, I'm driving by myself, like, if something were to happen, I were to pass away, there would be so many questions about, like, why is Jake in this part of town? Did he have a secret life we didn't know about? You know, like if I die before this comes out, there's going to be a lot of, like, foul play investigating.
We're going
to
be investigating.
Derek somehow made his, like, obituary before he died.
It's the first thing you do. I just call Derek, delete it. Yeah. They go, why'd you phone your editor the moment you heard? I was on a flight this weekend. I heard the people come over I legit like got a little anxiety. They come over, they go, flight attendants, put on your jumpsuits. Swore this. So they said sit in your jump seats. Have you ever heard them called this? Have you ever heard them called jump seats?
Yeah, I have.
I think I've heard that word before, but jumpsuits would scare me.
I just swear, you know, when they flight attendants, put on your jumpsuits. Yeah. That was all it was. And they just like wheeled their carts back. And I did. I know I wasn't the only one because I saw a few people look around, which heightened my anxiety. I go, because I had headphones in and I saw a few people listening around, probably thinking, Fine.
I mean,
fine. Just strap on your parachutes. Whoa, wait.
Pilots
what about mine?
Have to explain. They have to say what it is. Like, they we're suck. Having slight turbulence. Put up, get in your jump seat.
Like, there, every now and then you have a good one who, we had one come on there. He's like, guys, here's the issue. We have a little maintenance. Mm-hmm. Here's what's going to happen. I'm guesstimating this amount of time. You, thank you. Others, they go, we got maintenance. Just hang tight. And then an hour goes by. Like, it would have been nice if you would have said, by the way, this is going to take a while.
Yeah, I feel like there are some flight attendants who are a little too wordy pitching that credit card they have. I'm not going to get your American, you know, Express.
Yeah, the credit card pitches on the plane.
They're starting to harass us about the credit card.
Less from the flight attendant, more from the pilot. Explain the jumpsuit. Jumpsuit's so funny. You're like, what else could that be for other than jumping out of this thing?
You're like,
scared me so bad.
Do flight attendants have parachutes?
Do those Red Bull ones with the wings?
Yeah. You got a couple GoPros? Yeah.
We're going to base jump this one.
Flight attendants, trained. Get your squirrel suits.
Yeah.
This is going to be sick. If you've got a window seat, you're going to want to open up that window. Yeah. This is going to be pretty entertaining.
Are we crashing? No. It's just a new thing we're doing.
Yeah. Red Bull sponsored this flight.
And you all, actually, you're going to start getting shoved off one by one if you don't sign up for the credit card.
Yeah. Seriously.
You have 50,000 miles or you die.
I've been getting a lot of targeted ads. I feel like I went to book my flights to Malaysia and back, and the internet now knows. So I'm getting all sorts of targeted ads for like warts when you fly long or like crazy stuff. I'm like, whoa, I didn't.
Did you just say warts?
Oh, yeah. It's like seat cushions for like, you know, long air travel.
Oh.
Protect your bum and all this stuff.
Wow. Butt warts?
Yeah.
Butt warts? Yeah. Anyone else get targeted ads when they travel a lot? Or
I have.
Genital herpes?
Might have been Hogwarts. I don't know what that ad was for. But yeah, it's like all these issues that I didn't think I had, but now I'm like, well, 16 hours on a flight. Maybe I do need a seat cushion. Maybe I do need a stronger neck pillow with 15 pounds of tensile strength. Yeah. I don't even know if that's good or not.
Wow.
I think I took a nap on my flight this morning. Pretty proud of that.
I'm shocked when you texted me that.
And the dude, do you guys, I gotta relax because you're in there tight. But when a guy keeps touching me, I get so bothered. He wasn't like a particularly big guy. And you could tell he'd be fine if we just straight up touched for 2 hours. Do you want to talk about when you come across a stranger like
some
that? They go,
are okay
yeah,
with
dude,
that.
Let's touch each other for 2 hours.
Yeah. Some people.
Like, help me out here. I don't want to be rubbing arms with you.
Some people even don't seem to mind when it's just like bag on bag. You know, it's just like my fabric and your fabric's touching, and they don't seem to mind that too.
Yeah, don't touch my strap up there.
Yeah.
Or when the flight attendants, they go, let me move this around. So you go to get off the plane, and you're like, oh my gosh, where's my bag? And they moved it the other side.
Yeah.
These are all my problems. I've been on 9 flights in the last week. It's been unbelievable. Yeah. We had an all-time, probably second all-time to, of like, will I make the show? Trip of travel day. The way it worked out, because we had to reschedule one. So this was already, we were asking for it, but we had a show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota area. And then the next day was Jacksonville, Florida. Ooh. It was already like, we're rolling the dice a little bit.
Is this in the last 2 days?
Yeah.
After the special?
Yeah, like the next weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And shout out to me, shout out to United. We figured it out. The first flight was delayed and was like one of those. It was just all the things. We're in the air. I'm texting Katie in there. She's helping. She booked me a flight, unbooked, and because they do the thing like, you're going to miss your connection. They boot you off. I'm like, no, put me back on. I think we can do it. And we were going to make it.
Oh, boy.
And they did the like about to land, back up thing. They go, actually, we weren't cleared to land. We're going to circle. And that cost me. I ran to the door like, sorry, you missed it.
Dang.
And then my next,
so they go, we've rebooked you. So to get to Jacksonville, so we went from Sioux Falls to Chicago. And they go, oh, we rebooked you to get you there on the next fastest option, which was then to go Chicago to Newark, to Newark to Jacksonville, and get there, running there right at showtime.
Really? Kind of exciting.
Well, I guess. I was like, what? If one more thing goes wrong, we're screwed. This is a nightmare. So I start investigating. I go, guys, run with me. In 30 minutes, there's a flight to Savannah, Georgia that we could drive.
Wow.
So run over there. Of course, they're going.
It's like the crew, like Lucas Allen.
Me, Lucas Allen, just the three of us. And
where's Tom?
He went earlier because he has to do stuff. And so he had a flawless experience. So he was doing good. But I go, we need to go to this flight to Savannah because we're trying to get to Jacksonville. And that took him a second. Those are two different cities. They go, well, it's close. We're going to drive. They go, well, we can't rebook you to another city. I go,
this isn't a car rental place.
We'll pay it. And they start going, we can't. And I go, there's seats available. How do I give you money to get on the plane? Like, this shouldn't be hard.
What's the quickest path to
And as I was about to get fired up, Lee, she's on a phone. She's typing. She's on a phone. You're always like, what could possibly be going on? And then she looks at me and she goes like this. She does the like,
you're
cut
dead.
Your throat move.
Were you like talking while she was doing this or why?
Yeah. So many reasons. I thought she meant my first gut was like, we can't do it. We're going to kill you.
Yeah.
And so and then she pulls it down. She's like, yeah, he said, don't have to pay. So I go, whoa, what a 180.
The universal sign for you're in the clear.
Yeah. Sign for, hey, everything's going to be all good. This move here. So that was a crazy move. That was her only mistake. So she called up some guy who's high up and he goes, oh, they were late. You know what? Switched him to that. And we didn't have to pay. Because I was ready to pay. Like, we got to pay. We got to make the show. So we went from... So I left at like... Yeah. I woke up at 5 a.m. and we got to the venue at like 6 p.m.
Wow.
What an experience. Like, we made it.
Change clothes. And Jacksonville.
And this is what touring does. I go, wow, it's Sunday. Jacksonville. This is a rescheduled show. These people are already annoyed probably. It's Sunday night. I don't know. And... When I got there, all the fans I met were so nice, and they were just like an all-time crowd standing ovation. And I go, hey.
This is awesome.
That's awesome. It's awesome. And then it's so awesome, you go, I can't go to bed. That's the biggest part of touring no one talks about. You go, hey, you got a 6 a.m. flight. Well, I just got off stage. I'm all fired up. But four shows left with Relatable Tour. Sound.
Wow. I want to hear all about the special. I've heard a little bit from Timon.
Oh, I'd love to hear it through the lens of the production crew. I would love to hear that. So Timon helped, Timon's works for you in a lot of projects, videographer, and he helped. Derek ran the production, killed it, and Timon was on the crew. What did he have to say?
He said it went great. He said, like, the night before, I don't know who's in his hotel room, but he's like, what if we just...
We had an Airbnb.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What if we just turned on the cameras just to make sure? And then he said the next 3 hours were just... hell on earth, basically. Like,
everything
nothing
was
works
awful right before, and then everything went so smooth. It was
wait
crazy.
The night before, yeah,
there was a lens that wasn't correcting and it would never focus on you, and it was a pretty big deal lens.
Okay.
But we figured that out.
Wow. I mean, the videographers, all the music production, video production, it's so much problem solving. I mean, it's you got to get all these. Yeah, they're like these TISM warriors. They go hotel. They go no. Let's use our powers together. Let's sit in this room together and
wait. So what you're saying?
Wig out
the cameras. Like, we're in the Airbnb, and she's like, let's turn on the cameras in the Airbnb and check them out. Or you like had them set up?
We didn't have them set up. They're in the Pelican cases still. We drove through a tornado basically to get there too. With $400,000 to $500,000 of gear in the bed of my truck.
Which is great, which is hilarious. Because we drove that day too to head down to Oklahoma, but we looked at the weather and we said, let's leave earlier than we wanted to. And when I saw getting tagged, them driving through Thunderstorm, making it to OKC for the special, I go, what are you, you buffoons? Yeah. But okay, so the night before was a long night. Nothing worked.
Yeah, a major lens was having an issue. This cool motorized slider was having some issues that Nathan was going to be on.
Yeah.
And
which I heard from Nathan. Nathan's another guy who edits for me in a couple different areas. And so I recommended to Derek, like, no, he's a great hard worker. He'll be awesome. And Nathan's he's a younger guy. He's on the shyer side. And poor Nathan had to be, I guess, the like stand in for you before you go on stage. Nathan had people are filing in and he just has to stand up in front of everyone.
He's just standing there saying nothing. He's just freaking out. Yeah, wow, that's a bit. Get him behind the camera. No, just stand there, dude. Just stand there. Don't say anything. He's like, I'm gonna start singing. I don't know what to do. That's awesome. Some people are so scared of the stage. I can't stand there, dude.
Oh, and I wonder what people even thought. They walk in, they just see this guy just up there, just standing there.
He's a statue.
Trembling.
He was on the motorized slider, which had these really cool dynamic zooms as it went down this like long rail. It looks great. But everything kept failing right before the show, and then we problem solved it, and it worked through the entire show perfectly. Like, wow. So everything that like could have gone wrong kind of did before, and then everything went so smooth during the shows.
Love to hear it.
Did you know about any of this?
No, and that was, part of his role, I think. Right, that was great. He just did his thing. At the same point, I feel like So it, you said right before the show was messing up? Or the more than?
I mean, like an hour before, but.
Okay. Yeah, I missed all that. And then Alan told me, I didn't realize this too. I guess the spotlight had some issues with the spot.
I heard about the spotlight.
I guess they weren't prepared for the spotlight and the spotlight lady. And
Tour Manager Tom was laying down the law a little bit too. I don't know if you were involved in any of that. Jack was awesome. We had to get him involved.
And props to all y'all, because I heard none of this.
Yeah.
Even
Alan was helping
in.
With, like, you know, I guess. And I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, Alan was kind of locked off on one side of the stage through the whole time. He just had to stay behind a curtain because there was no way to get to it with the big LED wall we had.
Oh, back to the old, like, comedy club days. It's like, you want to use a bathroom, you got to stay on this side of the stage for the next 5 hours.
After both sets, Alan, like, ran to the other side and was like, gotta go to the bathroom. Like, he was like, no chatting. I got a mission. He's like, I've been stuck over there.
Timon did a great job. He's a little bit on the younger side, but kind of maybe a people pleaser a little bit.
Yeah.
He laid down the law a couple of times with some of the venue, with some of the lighting.
He told me he gave them like a deadline. He's 19 years old. Yeah. Wow. Like a union guy.
He was awesome with it.
Like, I need it done in 30 minutes.
Those venue people scare me a little bit.
Timon needs it done on Timon, dude. I'm going to start. Yeah. Open up a can of homeschool. Whoop.
We were pretty lean.
Whoop butt.
We were pretty lean crew for what we had. It couldn't have been a better crew. Everyone was problem solving. No one was just like dead weight. It was awesome.
Did you bring in a choir this time?
No. It was smaller crew. Everyone was trusted. Everyone was working in harmony. There was no one butting heads. It's just a stressful situation, and everyone did their thing.
It was great. Very chill. I mean, like, from just like the vibes of like what's happening compared to
the last one with 40 people backstage.
Yeah.
And even from the first one, obviously the first one just was the first one, but.
So backstage does it even look that different than normal show?
No.
It's just you and the kids are there.
We were on like the little balcony,
big difference.
Derek, they were down below. So we couldn't even like see what they were doing.
A small little video village set up, doing a thing, and there's a few crew, and like that's all you need. It's not.
Yeah, it probably makes you feel like it's just any other show.
Handled good.
Our audio mixer was in a basement, the scariest looking basement ever. For like 5 hours by himself. And he did awesome too. Like the audio sounds great. He did his thing, kind of let him just go on his own. So.
Everything well from your standpoint though? Microphone works?
I had a funny moment in the matinee show because you just can't help it. There's like all this, you're just feeling the pressure and the nerves.
Totally.
And so I get going on the matinee show and it's matinee. So those tend to be a lot less energy. It's just human nature. It's 3 p.m. And so, of course, I knew this in my head prepared. I'm not going to let that get to me at all. There's still a great crowd, but it's like, it's just so different.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to nail it.
Is there any light seeping in?
No.
That's good.
It is. Okay, yeah. Okay. It's a complete like dungeon. So it's good. And we get going and I legit forget, like fully forget the next part. Not like a, you know, I'm just playing it off. Like I legitimately can't remember what's next, you know, kind of laughing it off, making jokes about it.
You funny. Address it. You say it out loud.
Yeah. No, it was like a three minute me in my mind trying to.
Because 3 minutes is long.
Yeah.
Are you freaking out, Katie?
I wasn't. I had just left to take the kids back to the other room.
That was so I looked up because I knew I'd left my phone with her because I.
You almost went.
So I almost. I was legit about to just be like, Katie, just throw my phone to me. You know, I was making it funny. I was like, you guys, I can tell you're embarrassed for me. I've done way more embarrassing things than this. But I could sense that, like, maybe, you know, Derek or like Jack. And
maybe they were
like,
freaking.
Someone's going to help this guy. Like, and I knew.
I would have been feeling that. Like, I was get the guy a teleprompter.
Yeah.
I was putting the blame on me because I thought maybe our cameraman spooked you because he's running around like kind of right here.
Derek runs out. It's my fault. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Nathan. Go stay in his place again. Get him dried off.
So I felt like that.
You were the least nervous.
That's what's funny about when you've done it long enough. Like I wasn't really that uncomfortable with it. I knew I'd find it. I just get uncomfortable knowing how uncomfortable all the nice people in the room are.
I know some people out there are like, this is special and he's forgetting. And you're thinking like, we can edit around this. We have a whole other show. It's going to be way better than you guys are. Honestly, this doesn't even really matter.
But you get the first one down, you feel like everyone's cruising. And then we had a night show that was like, just a dream show. Oh, the crowd was amazing.
Your parents sit in front row?
Staying, you know, they were out there. They were fired up. And just everyone nailed it. Felt great. And then we just had the best night ever.
That's nice.
Let's go. So shout out Derek, everyone. Timon. And then it was at a very funny text. Then speaking of tornadoes, Derek texted us.
That was really
funny. A few nights later, just a photo of him in his like hide out in the basement. It was like his children and a baggie full of hard drives. And tornado warning down here with my kids and the special footage. I go, Derek, guard those with your life. The kids can get more kids, right? The hard drive. They're safe. They're okay.
Yeah.
No, it was great, man. I think Katie and I went on a little 2 days, just us.
3 nights. Living the dream. Days,
it was slept in.
Phoenix?
Yes.
Thinking about moving?
Scottsdale. Paradise Valley is where we were staying.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's nice. Yeah,
a bunch of these $20 million houses.
We went on a walk. Well, we were going to go. I was like, ask the front desk. I'm like, are there any easy trails around here? I'm kind of like, I'm not trying to do anything hard. And he just looks at me. He goes, I think you just like stick to the sidewalks and stuff.
Stick to the
here.
Sidewalks.
he was like, it's the hikes around here are like pretty challenging. You're just kind of like looking at
there's
my
a hiking you do. I feel like a lot of dudes probably see a pregnant woman and they're like, are you allowed to like,
yeah,
you need a wheelchair? I don't know. Yeah. What can
I was just kind of like, okay. But so we just walked around and looked at the $20 million houses. And
that's kind of nice.
That
too.
Was our hike.
I was a little, I'll be honest, I was sobered up a little bit with her situation because we got there. We had this big weekend, big night, up late. We both sleep 9.5 hours. We wake up. I'm like, wow. And then she took a nap by the pool that day. And then she passed out by like 9 p.m. that night. And she slept another 9+ hours. And then I go, oh, this girl's really going tired. Through it, dude. Like, she's been grinding on definitely not enough sleep. And I'm like, 9 hours and she needs a nap. And then another 9. I go,
yeah,
oh,
like
man.
A dog.
I feel like I'm going to have to... I start feeling bad for her and let you sleep more, which is more work for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
It was
so you guys just relax and just hang out, walk around?
I got a massage. We laid by the pool. We both finished a book, the same book.
Whoa.
Housemaid.
We both read it. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So tell me everything.
Oh, we loved it. No spoilers.
Halfway through?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Pretty,
it was perfect for our vacation. Yeah. Mindless. I got into it.
Easy to read.
I mean, 10-year-old can read it. It's like, in a good way, you're like... Some of these books, you pick them up and they're excruciating detail, whatever. I mean, we just get to the point.
This is like sticking to the sidewalk.
Yes. It's sidewalk reading. And so our major goal was, could we read this and then watch the movie? What experience?
In one week.
We haven't gotten to the movie yet.
We haven't. We did both finish it, but yeah.
I mean, when you read that book and you get to the halfway point, you got to close the book. You got to just calm down. You got to get off the toilet and, you know, walk around a little bit. That's a fun feeling.
Yes.
It's great.
It was
honestly like darker than I thought it was going to be, right? Like I didn't like
was it too much? Was it too much? The mom's struggle. We used to watch horror movies and stuff together. Now she's like.
I mean, I don't know. I think I just had no idea like the what to expect. And it just like the like. I don't want to like.
Could your mom watch scary movies and stuff?
Oh, I doubt it.
I remember growing up, I would really judge my mom. She'd be like, let's watch a movie. It has to be PG or less. Mm-hmm. It can't have anything sad, violent, just generally a bummer.
Stressful.
It can't rain. It needs to be sunny.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So that's why we just watched Dennis Quaid's The Rookie 95 times. She goes, oh, he accomplished his dreams. Anything's
so
possible.
So did we, dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
you all right.
So did we.
It is real.
And now, like, now she's already there. We lay down. She's like, no, not that. She's like, I'm like.
He like turns on a show and I'm like, already too stressful.
Stranger Things. She's like, no, those are kids in danger. Makes me think of kids. I go, White Lotus. She's like, too much water, drowning.
White Lotus, nothing even really happens.
It's around what it reminds me of our kids swimming in an ocean and drowning.
Wow.
Yeah. Cars.
Rachel does
cars.
Get
they're too fast. They're not. What's the safety rating of those cars? You know, can they have car seat latches? We can't watch anything.
Whenever we watch like a thriller or something like Rachel likes Breaking Bad, so she can watch a show like that. But she is just like, even though that's what makes a good show is constant, like, you know, main character has a problem, they need to work through it or whatever, like there's no time and he works through it. She's just like, it never stops with this guy, there's always something, you know. She just wants one episode to get her head above water where the guy just like goes for a walk. She's like, there's never any episode where he adopts a dog. It's always drugs this, money that.
He's got to overcome this problem every time.
Over and over.
He's gonna catch a break.
Yeah, she gets frustrated at that.
I mean it is real. It's like something switched. I can't like my like level to like tolerate, I feel like, outside stressful. Like, that's why I don't read the news or anything either. I'm like, my level to tolerate that stuff is like not there anymore.
The news is terrible.
And we watch anything now, she'll be like, you know, it'll be a show about a female detective. And the female detective's like, I'm gonna, you know, the female detective, part of her story is she's a single mom. And then she's like, we had to stop watching. And Katie goes, I can't watch this. No single mom would sign up for a dangerous show.
This is so unrealistic. And
I go, that's kind of probably true, but it's every show now. She's like, well,
yeah, what
she
kind
just
of,
thinks about, well, she a mom? She's like, oh, she's a mom and she just hasn't been around her kid all day. That's not realistic. Yeah.
There's a lot of shows, if you are paying attention, where there are kids, like they have kids, and then all of a sudden there's tons of scenes where they're just, the kids aren't there, but they don't say where they are. Yeah. It's just like, I'm like, this isn't.
They should start to put out like mom versions of popular shows where maybe
kids with
like
the sitter.
Text overlay.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Mother-in-law
thank
lives
you.
In our neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
just a
okay.
little pop in.
I need to know where they are.
It's like a picture in picture during an action scene. It's like, by the way, the kids are being loved and seen and
I
cared
need to
for.
Know.
You know, when you pause.
By the grandma.
When you pause on Amazon Prime, it'll kind of tell you who the characters are and what they've been in.
Yeah.
If you pause, it tells you where the kids are at.
Yes.
And if they're
that
safe.
Would be, that's what it was. It was that show. She was the detective. And the like baby daddy was an abusive person.
And she's
like,
leaving all the time.
And she's like at gunpoint all the time. I'm like, no, that's not. If she dies, he's going to go to an abusive father. There's no way.
That's actually, that is a huge writing error in a show. That was it. They go, abusive dad. And she's like dodging bullets every day for work. And a woman would never, she'd be like, I can't do this job because I can't let her go to that guy.
If, yeah, my child would go to an abusive person. Like, yeah. They got to think through this. They need a mom advisor.
Though, they wouldn't eat that. That's a choking hazard. What was one show we're watching where, like, sometimes they, it's like an 8-year-old actor and they have it acting like a,
that's
like,
the, I
oh, that was in the Housemaid book. She called that out. So she does. She did it. She's like so unrealistic.
It.
You could tell the author's not a mother.
I don't know if she is or not, but they portrayed a 9-year-old like she was like 5, like throwing tantrums and
developmental issues.
She
has a troubled childhood.
I mean, she did. And that does, I guess, explain it. That did explain it more towards the end. I think at first I was like, what is this? But you're like, okay.
Something was like, they had to cut up their peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, the weird chicken nuggets, I'll let slide. Said she was probably tortured her whole life.
Yeah.
I'll let it slide.
By the end of the book, I felt for her. I understood her issues, but.
Speaking of developmental issues, I watched the Michael Jackson movie. You guys seen that?
No, we haven't. No.
Pretty good.
It was good. Yeah. I've since learned, I love movies like this because I think you're the same way. I was a fiend after the movie for 2 hours just researching stuff. Like, what's true in the movie? Fact or fiction? Why did they do this scene? You know, just you learn everything about it. And
did
I guess.
Did they touch on the touching?
They wanted to. They wanted to touch the touching. They were told they are not allowed to touch the touching.
And they say that. They pop in like, by the way.
Quick note.
We kind of know. Listen, we all know what we're thinking. All right. We can't go there.
The movie, the one knock I would give the movie before I looked anything up was like, oh, it ended kind of abruptly. Turns out there's an entire act 3 that just had to get scrapped because it was like Michael's allegations in the later part of his life.
Going, what the heck?
And yeah, I guess there was something in some case back in the day where, you know, they signed something that said I can never be portrayed in anything. So it does end a bit abruptly. It kind of only focuses on the really, really good parts, but still really good and really interesting. Because also, he was super, super famous before we were alive. So it's not like I know that much about Michael's career.
Just having this conversation of how we've seen Taylor Swift rise to that and how Justin Bieber kind of currently is. Like, our generations are starting to do that, where they've been so successful and so famous for 20-plus years now.
Yeah.
They're rising to that.
Yeah.
I mean, Bieber's surely going to do a world tour fairly soon. And, I mean, he's going to sell out. Stadium after stadium.
Is he like okay though? Like, is he?
No,
I haven't talked to him.
No, nope.
Last time you talked to him, you couldn't tell if he was
struggling.
I just
I'm
feel
his
like
pastor now.
every picture of him, he just looks not okay. But and there's all those like videos that pop up, or like, you know, he was treated so poorly, as every child, like famous child, was, you know, treated so poorly.
I was. Talking, who was I talking to? Oh gosh, it was this gay guy who was cutting my hair. We were kind of struggling to find common ground, but we did end up talking about
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Like, yes, finally.
Yeah. Yeah, we were struggling, but I was like joking around. I was like, does it feel like every year there's like there was a new celebrity that kissed Justin Bieber when he was underage? It's like, we're always finding that out. Like, I guess Katy Perry did this. Oh, I guess Madonna did this. It's like every year there's a new old lady. It's like, you know, she kissed Justin Bieber when he was 14. And that's what we talked about this year.
Nice.
Yeah, he was loving it. I had a little, had him going. I don't even know how true that is, but that is what we talked about.
They do keep popping up. You got Pink did it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is so gross. Like, thinking about that, it's just so gross. Like, kissing.
Give it a little boy kiss.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just,
pretty weird.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie Blank Check?
Oh yeah.
My gosh. I was just about to bring that up.
What a reference. Disney Channel original.
We watched that, 5 years ago?
That was crazy.
It was like COVID-ish time. Yes. So you're looking for stuff to do. And Disney Plus had just dropped. So it was this exciting time.
Oh, man.
And so we had a little friend night. Like, let's watch a Disney Channel original. This was very fun. We said, everyone write down their favorite Disney Channel original that we're going to draw from a hat. So this one girl,
somebody wrote
of ours,
that.
Wrote Blank Check. All right, let's watch Blank Check. You're kind of watching it. You're watching it. You're like, okay. So the little boy is kind of having a romance with this grown woman. Like, they're kind of doing it in a cute way, but it's getting weird. And you're like, surely not, right? Surely not. And the movie keeps going. And then they legitimately, their mouths kiss.
Yeah.
An underage boy and a grown woman.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was worth it all, because the whole night, it's just this sweet woman, my buddy's wife. I'm like, you sicko. Why'd you make us watch
this?
She's
on.
Like, I didn't remember that. I didn't. It's just so funny.
It is weird. I mean, that was like not, clearly no one red flagged that 20 years ago when it came out.
The best detail
whatever.
That, I think we've talked about this on the podcast a long time ago, but the best detail of that is then it says directed by, and it's this name of a guy who just a couple years before I had like, done this random project with, trying to like develop a Facebook watch show. And I go, I know the guy.
Hey, good
news. I
know
he directed it. And of course, everyone was like, what?
I mean, that was happening back then.
It
was on a show, Justin Bieber.
All my boys in high school kissed grown women. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was happening left and right.
My kindergarten teacher, my first grade teacher, my second grade teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
My lesbian PE teacher.
Yeah. Bring him an apple and get a smooch.
Wow.
Pretty commonplace. I'm glad we've advanced past that. Katie, do you ever get called a square growing up? Like, what's the word? What'd they call you?
They called me lovely. I don't know what you're...
Lovely?
What you're referring
lovely.
To.
Lovely. Yeah. Like what, teachers or who?
Everyone.
I thought they called you lollipop because you had a big head.
That was it, yeah. Oh.
Similar letters.
Square is a funny word. And you know what? We're a funny podcast. That's why I deserve great sponsors. And Square is a new podcast sponsor. I'm hyped up. Everyone knows Square. It's the thing you
pay
with.
We all use it. Yeah.
I use it on the road. If you bought merch on the road, you do the Square thing.
Tap, tap, tap. We're bringing it to Malaysia with us to sell paddles in Asia.
It's
worldwide.
That's crazy. Square, proud new sponsor. It's always worked great for us, for our businesses. You're going to love it too. Square. It brings payments, POS, inventory, staffing, and online sales together in one system. So business owners don't have to juggle a bunch of tools. Their hardware and software are designed to be easy to use, so day-to-day operations feel simpler. This is very true. Made it very easy. You think, how in the world do I take people's money from their credit card and then put it in a system? Square.
I'm not even joking about this. I probably, like 3 days ago, was thinking about Square. Because I remember when they first came out, it was with the like microphone. Like the headphones port.
Yeah.
And that blew my brain. It was like, wait, how? The thing for sound ears. Can take money?
Is this money going to go in my ears?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
No, it did it. It worked.
Doesn't make any sense.
Square helps you run your business more smoothly, bringing payments, operations, and insights together in one place so you're ready for whatever's next. Right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square Hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/Trey. That's SQW. No, that's not right.
This is why you spell it.
That's why you spell it. That's SQUARE.com/go/Trey. Get started with Square and build a setup that works the way you do. All right, do you guys have some correct opinions?
Yes, I do. My correct opinion is that if you work in any sort of food service industry, you must know what your menu is.
Okay.
I thought that was just like everyone Of course you would know it. And I'm not saying you need to know every spice that goes into it. I understand. I worked in a smoothie shop. You're not getting paid that much money. You don't need to, like, you're not working at a fine dining. But I was at a coffee shop and it said veggie burrito. And I said, oh, like, what kind of veggie burrito? Thinking, like, is this like a breakfast burrito? Is this like a... And she just looks at me and goes, I don't know. And just stares at me.
Not going to go check or anything.
And I was like...
Stump me there.
So...
Veggies. I don't know. What are... There's like three veggies.
She just goes, I don't know.
Oh, there I wish you could have seen this.
There
What'd
are
you do?
Two employees right behind her. She could have turned around and be like, do you guys know?
Hey, big lady's asking about a veggie burrito.
Yeah, like... I was just like...
Not enough. That's the answer.
I was like, so is it like a breakfast veggie burrito or is this more like a lunch? Like, and she goes, I think breakfast.
Best I can do is I think breakfast.
That's kind of crazy to get a mystery burrito. That is.
I was just like, how do you... They have literally four food items on their menu. Like, it's like two biscuits and two burritos.
So, I mean, she might as well have just been like, I... Literally don't care.
She did not care. I was just like, so I ordered it. And
what was it? Broccoli?
It was like a breakfast and pepper, like egg and potato and pepper burrito.
Was it good?
It was good. But I just kind of walked away from that being like.
Did you walk it? You go, by the way, it was breakfast style.
Yeah, I called her and said, look at the ingredients and memorize them.
Memorize
them.
Called her.
Eat it.
If you're at a restaurant, speaking of like knowing the menu, what do you want your waiter or waitress to do if you ask them about a menu item and they've never tried it? Like, hey, do you like the veggie burger? Do you want them to like kind of make something up? Like, oh yeah, that one's great. I love that one. Or would you rather be honest? Like,
I want them to definitely BS me if they've never had it. Okay. I mean, it's so weird when they go, oh, honestly, I've never had it. But people say love it.
You, that bothers you?
Yeah. Okay. I get if they, I guess, want to be, number one, if it's like your first week, I mean, just lie about that too. It's like, you don't, it's like with any job. It's like if you come to, when I started doing stand-up, I wouldn't be like, by the way, I have no idea what I'm doing. This won't be very good.
Well, that's what
I would just go up there and do it. You know, be like, by the way, guys, I'm new here. Probably going to be a bad experience. You just fake it. But if you've worked there a couple months, you try everything on the menu.
I guess it just...
That feels like a phase one. I guess of any decent restaurant. You know, if I'm out of Fazoli's or something.
I was going to say, because
what about a nice restaurant? What do you recommend? I get really bummed when they go, I don't, you know.
People like the breadsticks.
People like the breadsticks.
But if the restaurant isn't... I guess if the restaurant isn't comping that food, though, then you're asking that person to purchase every thing on the menu.
What was the smoothie shop policy?
They wouldn't let you eat the stuff for free?
Well,
no crap for you.
You could eat you make a smoothie and it only fits into like the 8 ounce cup or whatever. So sometimes you'd make a little extra on accident or just like maybe a little extra and you'd pour it into your cup.
You just slowly fill up your cup.
I mean, I don't think I drank smoothies for months after working there because it was like, I mean, I consumed so much smoothie.
No, we went to a nice restaurant in Scottsdale. My steak came out a few minutes after her entree. And you're kind of like, what's going on? They come over, whatever, not a big deal. And then manager walks over. He says, I just want to apologize for the wait on that steak, sir. My name is Billy. If you need any help, that doesn't meet our standards here. Huh. So we're very sorry. And I mean, I did the biggest file. I was like, it's okay.
Totally cool, Billy.
It's just like, it's that easy, right? It's such a game changer. I go, it's fine. It's all okay. What a nice touch.
I just love
a good restaurant, man. Hmm. But that, you could tell that restaurant does. We went to this place. It's owned by the same folks that run 1587.
Here. Oh, yeah.
Kelsey and Mahomes restaurant. So it's that kind of vibe. But you could tell they hammer in the service and the experience because everyone's really doing. But sometimes you can't overdo it. Like the hostess.
Oh, my gosh.
She's walking us to her table. And you could tell she's instructed, like, make sure you really speak to them as you walk them to your table. Make them feel seen. But it's like kind of crowded and we're like in a single file line. It's loud and she's kind of slowly like half walking, half turn around.
And like turning around.
How's y'all's night going? And I'm like kind of like, I'm good.
I mean, walking
so Katie, you just talked to her, Katie. I'm too far behind. And you could tell she had to like hit a little script before she sat us down. So she was like, then she started slowing down to like get another question.
To say everything she needed.
I mean, this is
you're trying to do your job.
It was like a party vibe, kind of like a party vibe restaurant. Like they have music playing. There's a girl like... fire breathing, and like she's trying to like be like, and how was your night? Like I'm like, this is, yeah.
Have you hiked on any? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you hiked on any good sidewalks?
Yeah. Truly.
Are you enjoying the valley?
Yeah. You sleep. Yeah, you look well rested. You sleep 11 hours. You sleep like a. We've noticed this too. We're going around with a big old belly. White people never comment.
This is
really
something.
People of color though. They'll always. Like we've been stopped nice by way, more obviously. Hispanic and black folks than we've ever been stopped by.
Yes.
They'd love to be like, when's it due?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Look at the cute belly. White people, that's very white. You know, white people go, hey, but, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, but it is a very, I didn't notice it with the other pregnancies, but this one specifically, it's like, they're like we went to the Thunder game and we were leaving and yeah, this black lady was like calling out like, oh, look at your cute bump, like yelling. Like, I'm like, people would, yeah, a white person would never do that.
Well, yeah, then people ask, first one, which credit to you, looking young, us, looking young. And then you say third and people.
Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah, well, people go, oh.
It's like they're like, oh, cute. It like, takes this the winds out of their
sails. Your first one ever.
Welcome to parenthood. Like, it's third.
And, they and go, they're just oh. kind of like, oh, okay. Like, oh it's like they're gosh. Like, this isn't cute anymore.
Oh,
like,
oh, you're engaged? When's this? Is this your first? Third marriage. People go, well.
It really is like that.
Kind of like that.
Kind of like, okay, all right. Moving on.
Katie, and she joined me out of the Thunder game. It was in OKC. It happened to be Phoenix. I was like, maybe we could catch a game in Phoenix.
Today. Yeah.
No. We went one. No. And Katie joined me, very nice of her. And the only thing she said all game was Devin Booker. He dated Kendall Jenner.
Nice.
So that's how we bonded.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
My correct opinion is that women need to learn how to answer a question.
Oh.
And it's the problem's increasing year by year, where so I'm Katie. You just ask me any question at all. That you just secure it, you need to know about like our day or what okay. plans or anything.
Did you,
well, I'll be Katie. I'll be Katie.
You end up having lunch? What'd you eat?
Well, breakfast was like a doozy because Eva was crying and Thomas was, so I didn't eat enough breakfast. So by the time lunch rolled around and you know, the naps were creeping up on me, I had to pick them up from school. So I ended up ordering lunch and, so. Remind me tomorrow for you answer and it's every question I go, this is blowing my mind. You won't answer a question I ask. It's unbelievable. It's getting worse.
There's more to it. Don't you care about my day?
There's more to it.
I go, just please answer. And I'll be like balancing on a ladder. Like how's it look? She goes, oh, should we even do this picture frame? I'm like, hey, just yes, no. Like, it's wild.
There's more to
it. It's becoming a common. Their kids are just going to, that's be a core memory. Just my whole life, dad asks a question, mom goes, I go, yes, no. Yes or no.
To be fair.
Have you noticed how often I'm hanging up on you recently? I did it a couple times while I was on the road. That's getting worse. Like, okay, bye. I love you. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, and then, well, did it click?
Yeah, don't do that again.
Have we all? It's all. Well, it's like we all just come. It all comes back. Women are the same. My mom, I did that my whole life. Hey, bye, mom. Love you. And then she starts kind of a new thing. You go, it's over. We've ended it.
I'm all out.
I'm out. Or okay, just how long it takes. Well, all right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
People kind of do that on work calls too. There are people who love to like recap what we've already been over.
Oh.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I will. I'll email you all the different designs and we'll just go from there. You don't need to say we'll go from there. We're always going from there.
I have a couple.
That's what life is, going from there.
And I've learned most of my calls, thank goodness. You learn, you get to work with some successful people. The calls are, what do we need? Duh, gone, bye. It's like, bye. Oh, I love it. Now I'm so in that mode. I have a couple people. I have a call on my calendar this week. I just get chills thinking about it. This guy's going to talk my leg off. I'm going to go, oh man, can we just talk about what we need to talk about?
I can't do it.
I need to do better, but.
I think it would surprise people, but I am kind of that guy in like group calls, like 2 minutes of like, do we still haven't talked about anything? All right. What is this about? Let's do it.
You got to watch The Housemaid.
City Suite.
One thing I don't like is that I'd seen so much of The Housemaid, you know, publicity of the movie. I just thought of Sydney Sweeney every time I read.
That's
which what I kind of didn't like, because you create, you know, you create the image in your head when you're reading.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Amanda Seyfried and Sydney Sweeney all the time.
By the time I read the first book as well, Rachel told me, like, hey, that character, that's going to be Sydney Sweeney. So it's hard not to imagine it.
And they talk so much about the hot Italian groundskeeper. Mm-hmm. I go, well, I already know the other cast. Let me see what he looks like. And now I haven't stopped thinking about him. Where'd they find him? Oh, my gosh.
For the second book in the Housemaid series, I forget what it's called, but I listen to that one, an audiobook. And Sydney Sweeney's character has this Brooklyn accent. And I go, well, that's not right. No, I'm already imagining her as Sydney Sweeney, so she can't have this Brooklyn accent suddenly. Because she didn't have that in the first book. I don't like that.
It's weird that they didn't mention that in the first book. They said that she was from Brooklyn in the first book, or like lived there.
Yeah.
But
I guess it's implied. But yeah, I never listened to the audiobook for the first one.
I love books. I love made up stories. So they make no sense. They're like, she's went to jail. She can't get a job. But she's
lives out of her car.
Gorgeous. She lives in her car and she's beautiful. You know what? There's never been a beautiful woman living in her car ever.
I've never seen one.
You should go knock on 10 doors of guys. Can I stay here? You're in. One of them will say yeah.
Terrifying.
Better than a car in a parking lot?
I would rather sleep in a car in a parking lot in a safe parking
me.
Lot. No, with a imagine in a random man's house.
Yeah,
no,
what if you knock on Trey's door?
Imagine you're knocking on doors, I answer. Hello, how can I help you? You know, I'm Katie, I'm homeless.
There aren't cars big enough for me to sleep in.
Yeah, I'm homeless. It's tough, you know, I'm 6'1", 6". And I go, Cole, get in here. You look, Leah, give me a hug. And then you wrap your arms around me and they touch back to your shoulders.
Yeah.
The first thing you say to a stranger girl walking
beautiful
up
as
is,
you. Is yeah. beautiful as you.
Give me a hug. I would run away.
Daddy wants a hug.
I would run away.
Where's my hug?
Yeah, Trey would say, gosh. Get in here. Get in here. Are you hungry? And you'd say, well, breakfast was a doozy. Don't get me started on how
hungry I am. Oh my gosh, your car. Where is it? Well,
you know the construction on Grand?
Let's start over, yeah.
Oh, that's been a headache.
Okay, you have to take credit. There
Do
are,
you want to watch The Housemaid tonight?
There are many times where you...
It's the question.
Yes.
It's good.
She still didn't...
Where he's like thinking about something in his head. We're busy. I'm thinking about something in my head. And he just will spit out like, what'd you think about that?
Yeah. With and no
like,
context.
I don't...
What's been going on in your head?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not what I'm talking about at all. It's a different issue that I take accountability for.
I love when that happens every now and then to people. Just it's been silent for 10 minutes and they go, next time or no? You go, what are you talking about? No one said
that
anything.
That is great. all the time. And then they go, what are you talking about? I'm like, God, you idiot.
I knew you weren't keeping up.
Yeah, but it's like him.
And then she'll stop me. All you said was... So do you want to do that or no?
Yeah. You said 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock. We don't know what you're talking about.
Dinner. Should we go to here or there? Like when? Where?
What dinner?
Correct opinion, Jake? How long is this? Last 50.
55.
Wow. Oh my God.
Correct opinion. Then we're going to go to the Patreon because there's a little more Jake to be had.
My goodness.
Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Thank you for the support on the Super Recties. Met another this weekend. She came to the show, her and her husband. Great folks. Met several, a couple Super Recties who bring their husband. They say, I've hardly heard of you before.
That's nice.
And then I see them laughing in the crowd. You talk about satisfying.
Yeah.
You got you.
You look at
Dude, them. I did. I got a little bold at the end of a Jacksonville show. I noticed this one woman who never laughed once. And I've learned not to judge because you just never know.
But it was
bothering me. Yeah, like Katie doesn't laugh. She apparently loves me and thinks I'm funny. And at the end of the show, I delivered my last big tag that gets a big applause, big laugh. And I stared at her for 15 seconds straight.
Oh.
And then winked at her.
That's wild.
I did. I want to confess that. I confess that to anyone. I was gonna like take that to my grave, but this woman wouldn't laugh.
And what was
you winked on
it? Yeah, what?
And I looked at her for 10 seconds and then winked at her as everyone
Bruno
was
Mars?
Laughing at me so much. No, it wasn't like a cute wink. It was like a suck it, I'm funny wink.
Can you reenact this, please?
And that's not a refrigerator. That's my wife. Everyone goes nuts. That's not the joke because I don't want to get it. And so if you're the one with the crowd who wouldn't laugh, that's my wife.
That's how you looked at her? Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, this is the camera. That's my wife. Everyone's laughing.
You're like saying, gotcha.
Thank you so much, Jacksonville.
Gotcha.
Don't do that again.
I just want to be honest about that. It was a mode of, it was a mode of insecurity, and it was immature. I'm sorry to that lady.
Was she laughing?
No.
Oh, you never got her.
Her husband was chuckling. She never laughed once. Now, again, is it possible? I mean, but she was like doing the, and I, you know.
You know,
maybe she, sorry.
We don't know. We don't know what.
Maybe she has fight. Bell's palsy.
Maybe.
Maybe she got into a fight before the show. Maybe she was mad at her husband the whole time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she doesn't speak English.
Maybe those are all good theories.
Mm-hmm.
My correct opinion, my final correct opinion, I had this idea. I was telling Rachel last night. I was like, all right, for the final one, I had this idea. I was going to do a correct opinion from each of y'all's perspective. And okay. So I'm like telling this to Rachel and I'm like, yeah, so for Katie, I'll just do something like, I don't like allergies. And like, and then like for Derek, I'd come up with something like more an Iran, more like, we're like, they ran, you know, they're running away and they're non-binary. Anyway, I'm like telling all this to Rachel and she's like, what else you got?
Unsubscribe.
So I was like, yeah.
Which maybe that's a good way to send off. You go, they go, oh, we're going to miss Jake so much. He made the podcast great. And you say something horrible.
Yeah.
And they go, maybe it's good he's gone.
This might be for the best. The walls are changing. Times are changing. I feel like he's kind of getting left in the dust. There's some antiquated jokes in there. So I should have gotten that route. But anyway, I'll just do my own. My correct opinion is if you are driving, if you're operating a motor vehicle, act like it. Lock in. I'm asking Americans to like pay a little more attention. This is giving off a little boomer energy. I'm not even talking about texting. I'm talking about like you're 10 and 2. You're driving. You're out to lunch. Your blinker's still on. You're going straight. You just merge onto the highway. Everyone in the world knows you've got to get onto the highway at some point, but you're just hanging out in that extra lane for half a mile. We all know you got to go. What are you waiting on, buddy?
Left get over the passing lane. You're taking your sweet time. Let's get over. Keep it moving.
Just, I'm getting real fed up with all these unwritten rules kind of not being followed. People just not paying attention. You're in a drive-thru and there's 20 feet of space between the car in front of you and the car in front of them, and they're not paying attention.
That's
I feel like I'm paying more attention. It's like a game to me, and I have the high score, and I want some competition.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it is. Like, I'm doing phenomenal.
True.
I need someone to get on my level. I'm paying so much attention while I'm driving.
I agree. I try to take great pride in that, and when I make a mistake, I want to... I almost want to just drive off the nearest bridge.
That will not happen again.
I wish there was like a horn or a sign that'd be like, that was my fault. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. And I know it and it won't happen.
The dadgum Texas turnarounds kill me when you're not used to those. So it's like, I need to go left. And then you realize the left lane is this turnaround and there's 100 cars lined up in where I need to be. And I've just passed 98 of them. And I do the just stop. And I just want to be a scream. Like, I'm not a jerk. I'm an idiot. I'm not a jerk. I'm an idiot. Like, I'm not, no... And you just, and you do it, and you're like, I'm sorry. I should get out and slash my own tires. I deserve that. No, it's the worst when you mess up. Or like, especially the semi-trucks, because, you know, they're professionals. They live their life on the road.
They know
when
how to
I,
do it.
When I do something wrong and anger them, they honk at me. I go, oh, God, I'm
sorry. My bad, Dad.
Yeah.
Sir. Sorry.
For real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm the guy who, like, a semi truck wants to get over. I flash my lights, let him know it's all good. Flashes his lights back at me. I might go drive a semi truck after this. Surprise! Yeah, that's why I'm moving.
That's what I'm doing.
I'm born to be on the road.
He's gonna be all over the country.
Yeah, I just feel like no one's paying any attention, and that is probably because of the cell phone. But I really want people to just lock in while they're driving.
Yeah, I agree.
See a lot of tomfoolery.
Rachel, a good driver?
She's not bad. She follows a little too closely, but for the most part, she's like
she's
safe.
Aggressive.
No, I guess that is kind of oxymoronic what I'm saying. For the most part, like, I would rather her go slower than faster, and I don't have to worry about her like speeding a ton. But I do sometimes be like, ah, the physics and the reaction time. I mean, there's just no way if they were to stop, you couldn't stop. Yeah. I'm gonna need you to back up a little bit. What's the point? Mm-hmm. What's the point? Mm-hmm. What is the benefit you get out of? All right, I think you get the point. Okay,
he's getting a little. It's a little herky jerky when you get in there. You get a little.
I do have a little. It's helped having the kids. I feel like before the kids, I did have a little speed problem. Nothing crazy, but definitely would get going.
I'd get going.
Yeah, yeah, she's just not.
That's exactly. I would just kind of
95, and she goes, "Oops."
Yeah,
oh, that's crazy. I'm so obsessively like. 70. Oh. Okay, it's 65. It's about to jump to 70. Cruise control up 3.
That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I knew you'd like this.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I'm just like, I'm locked. I'm like a robot driving.
Yes.
It's like, there's one way to do
oops,
it.
Oops, oops.
Well, I've been going
oops,
500 for an hour.
Felony, oops. Yes. Yeah.
I will say the respect that I treat the speeding limit, you would think that I cannot afford a speeding ticket. You would think that $65 would like cripple my entire family. Oh, shoot. It turned to 65 and I'm still going 75. Crap.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I do feel like I am very aware though. Like I have, I'm scanning all around me all the time. If I know, if I know I'm going a little fast, I know there are no cops around me.
To this day, I'll never understand. Katie once, she hit her side view mirror and we go, okay, how'd you do that? She goes, I was driving on the highway, hit another car side.
No, that's not the story. That's not the story.
And I go, Katie, that means you are you were a foot from the vehicle to vehicle.
That's not the story. A car was pulled over in the shoulder of the highway, and their mirror was still in the lane. They were not pulled all the way over.
They had a huge mirror.
It was a big truck, and it was right where you merged.
It was one of those 6-foot mirrors. You've seen those, right?
I scan talk. I scan.
It was.
Oh, I see it all.
So again, to this day, I don't understand it because she frames it as like, I did nothing wrong. I go, how would you get that close to
a vehicle?
No, it wasn't
a moving vehicle. It was still. It was not a motion.
Let me set the scene for you.
No. They were completely
parked.
Okay, they didn't move into me at all. It was me hitting them.
They were parked in my lane. On the highway.
Every car was hitting the mirror. We all took a turn hitting the mirror.
Every car, you wouldn't believe it. That mirror dinged up 50 straight cars.
No one could get out of the way. It was just too big of a mirror.
Just in the lane. Officer, it's in the lane. He pulls out a tape measure. It is in the lane. Yeah.
So if they were in my lane, it's their fault. Not my fault.
Again, like you said, I'll never understand the story of how she's defending this. I go,
because
it's funny to hear, like, I feel like our dads were having to be in town, kind of like, what happened? And our dads are sweet men. They're not going to challenge her like this. You could tell they're just kind of like,
Let me set the scene for you. Let me set the scene for you. I just left the hospital. I was my old job. It was a really stressful case. So I was a little like rattled.
You weren't scanning like you scan now.
I wasn't. And I was merging onto the highway, and right where it's raining, this is a gray truck, right where you really need to be looking to this side to make sure you're not merging onto another car. It's parked on the side of the highway.
It's a setup.
Slightly in setup. The lane.
Yeah. They framed you.
And it happened. You know, I look back to it, and it just, that
I just smoked it. I can't believe it doesn't scare you. I'd be, it's like, you feel like you're very close to just slamming into a parked vehicle.
I mean, 18 inches away from us hitting the back of it.
Yeah. I mean, it was like the nicest people ever. So then I had to pull over in the rain. That was like the scariest part. I'm pulling over to the side in the rain.
And then her beer got hit 50 times.
And I had to reverse down the...
She parks to get closer.
She parks it and shuts the door and scoots in her mirror like, was that hard? Now we're safe.
I mean, they were not, yeah.
Okay, we're going to keep you on a Patreon. So all the non-Superectees, thanks for all the love to Jake over the years.
I appreciate it.
Follow him, I guess, mainly Friday Pickleball is where they should keep up with you, right?
That's where I'm headed. Yeah, I'll still post Instagram once or twice a year.
You still have your other podcasts?
Yeah, Ghost Runners podcast. And yeah, buy a pickleball paddle. See you on Patreon. Appreciate you guys. Identity.
Give it up for Jake, Katie. Stay innovation.
I'll miss it, but...
Okay. Correct opinion.